Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi was a Mesopotamian king who recorded a system of laws called the Code of Hammurabi. His 282 laws were engraved in stone and placed in a public location for everyone to see. Some of Hammurabi's laws were based on the principle, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This means that whoever commits an injury should be punished in the same manner as that injury. If someone puts out another person's eye, their eye would be put out in return. Hammurabi's code included what we today call both criminal and civil law. Criminal law is composed of rules that define conduct. One law said if a son strikes his father, his hand shall be hewn off. Civil law settles disputes among individuals. Hammurabi's code states if a man builds a house badly and it falls and kills the owner, the builder is to be killed. If the owner's son was killed, then the builder's son is to be killed. One exception existed to the principle of an eye for an eye. It demonstrated that Hammurabi believed the gods had power over people and events. An accused person was allowed to jump into the Euphrates River. If he sinks in the river, his accuser shall take possession of his house. But if the river proves that the accused is not guilty and he escapes unhurt, then he who had brought the accusation shall be put to death, while he who leaped into the river shall take possession of the house that had belonged to his accuser. We can surmise from this law that not many people at this time were able to swim. Hammurabi reigned from 1795 to 1750 BC in the city-state of Babylon. Sumer was once the most populated part of Mesopotamia, but after about a millennium, Sumer's soil was no longer able to support the crops. The population shifted upriver and new kingdoms formed. One of the richest and most powerful was Babylon. Babylon was known for its spectacular entertainment. People still refer to a rich city with many luxuries as a Babylon. Hammurabi's code helps us to understand what life was like in ancient Babylon. Equal punishment existed only when the two sides were of equal rank. The punishment would be less if the injured person was a woman or a slave. One law said if a man strikes a freeborn woman so that she loses her unborn child, he shall pay 10 shekels for her loss. Another says if a man has caught either a male or female runaway slave in the open field and has brought him back to his owner, the owner of the slave shall give him 2 shekels of silver. Hammurabi Code is the earliest form of law that we were able to read and study because, in 1901, a French expedition to Mesopotamia uncovered a copy of the Babylonian king's laws. The stone pillar where Hammurabi had his laws engraved is still on display in Louvre, a museum in Paris, France.